Hello and welcome to the National Trust podcast. In this mini episode, get ready to transport yourself back to the 18th century with your guides Gwen Irving and Alex Morgan at Wordsworth House and Garden.
If you come in as a visitor, you can walk into this house, you can feel like you're actually stepping back into the 1770s. I'm Alex Morgan and I'm the Interpretation and Communications Manager here at Wordsworth House and Garden, the birthplace and childhood home of William and Dorothy Wordsworth. In a lot of rooms you can touch things, you will see real food on the tables, not fake food. You will see clothes that might have belonged to the Wordsworths lying around, the books left open, the toys left lying around. So hopefully what you get is a feeling that the Wordsworths are just not very far away. They've just wandered out of the room. But if you go into the next room, you might meet them. So let's go through to the kitchen, which really was, I think, the heart of the home. And we'll see what we can see in there.
We've got a cook preparing something at this huge range. Oh, my goodness! Oh! Forgive me, I thought you were a mannequin.
It's all right. It happens a lot. Yes. Usually, you know, if we're leaning over the fire cooking, somebody comes in, and you often don't hear them because you're concentrating. We just get on with what we're doing. We do our cooking. If people happen to come in when we're doing it, then that's lovely. They see the ingredients. They see the recipes we're using. They see us burning things. Well, me anyway, usually. And it's more informal. We're trying to give people an experience.
Is your name Amy, the cook?
Well,
Amy was the cook in Wordsworth's time.
She was the maid of
all work.
Wordsworths were only middle class, middling sorts. So they couldn't afford sort of to have a housekeeper and a cook and a maid and everything. So they had a maid of all work. And that title described exactly what she had to do. Everything, cooking, cleaning, helping with the laundry, looking after the children, 16 to 18 hour day.
My goodness, I bet. Now, look, what sort of things would have been cooked here?
We do a very nice beetroot pancake, which some people turn their nose up at when we first mention it, but when we say that it has in it cream and nutmeg and brandy, tend to think it sounds rather nice.
Is that something Wordsworth would have had?
Yes. All our recipes are from 18th century cookery books.
So what else? What was the staple diet?
One of the staple things that we had was clap bread. It's made with oatmeal. This is where you grind the oatmeal. You just of course, this is where we get the expression the daily grind. And when you've made your dough, you obviously pull a piece off it, flatten it on a floured board to start with in the normal way, perhaps with a rolling pin, etc. But then the final bit is you have to pick it up and flatten it like that, clapping it between your hands. And the nice thing about that is we get people from all over the world coming and they say, oh yes, we have that. This is what we like, though. It brings it to life. It sounds like a real kitchen in action. It is like a real kitchen in action, but unfortunately we're also very grubby, very unhygienic. We wash up with tallow soap, which is disgusting. So we can't let people eat. So what we do is we do tastings for people, and it's usually Kendal gingerbread or rum butter on a bit of oat cake to represent the clapbread.
It's sort of beyond experimental archaeology, isn't it? That you're not only recreating the look and the smell and the utility and the use, but sort of, you know, living the life. I mean, from plot to plate, it is really here.
Yes, we thought you might like to have a little go.
Where are you taking me?
Down to the cellar.
Down to the cellar.
Yes.
Sort of a storeroom in a preparation
room?
That's
right. Yes. It was a storeroom. As you can feel, it's pretty cold. What we thought we would make is some syllabubs. Mm-hmm. And these are our syllabub glasses.
What other things have we got here? We've got a whisk that seems to be made of little bits of wood, like willow or something. I don't
birch.
Know. Birch.
Birch. It's a birch twig whisk.
Yes.
It's absolutely brilliant. It works really well.
Prove it.
Well, I think you're going to prove it.
I hope you weren't going to say that. Okay, so what have we got in here?
Pour the wine into the syllabo glasses. And it just needs a small amount.
I think we just stop here. We can take the afternoon off and just drink that.
And then you've got your cream there. So
okay. Look, it is. Look, it's going.
Right, now, the difficult bit. This is where you have to put the cream in so that it just settles on top of the wine.
I don't think that is going to pass muster at a polite meal.
Well,
I think I'd get the sack for that. Do you think?
Possibly, yes. So the house is open again from the 10th of March right through to the end of October. There are costume servants here. During term time, they're just here on a Wednesday and a Saturday. But in school holidays, there's servants in every day that we're open. The only day we close is a Friday. So if people would like to come in and join us here at Wordsworth House, hopefully we can give them a really lovely experience, something that they'll always remember.
Thanks for listening to this mini episode. I'll be in Agatha Christie's Devonshire retreat the week after next. But next week, there'll be another short mini-episode where we'll hear how Wordsworth's home, Allan Bank, continues to offer inspiration to today's creative minds. So until then, from me, James Grasby, goodbye.